Next to the last line of the Amid Toshma, Oideyu Atal Aleihem V'samach. What is this speaking about? Sarashi says, Oideyu Atal Aleihem, Hamala Peiris of Legag. A person brought up his Peiris Legag. V'yorat Aleihem Atal, and Tal fell on it. V'somach betal sheyorad aleihem, and now he sees the tal, he sees the moisture of the dew on the peiris, and he's happy with that. So the din is areza bechiyutan. So the din is, so Rashi says, v'hukshiru letume, so the peiris become mukshir letume, me'ato v'yad oilom. Hechshir is not only when they're wet, it's mekabel tuma already. It's uchshu l'tuma me'ata b'yad oilo. Nagvu, Achel, Sarashi says, Achel e'motzo. They dried up already before he found them. Afal pi she'somach. Even though he's happy, he notices that tal fell on these peiris, and he's happy with this. Einon b'chiyuta. So it is not muksha. These peiris are not muksha. So that is Rashi say, Nogvu ad shalei motzon. Before he found it, everybody you tried up. Afo pishu somach achshav betal sheyored aleihem. He's very happy that it fell on it. Einon b'chiyuta. Lemrinen kivin dahashte niche. Now he's happy. Mahani haidaita lemikore. So if he would have known before, he'd also, I see he's happy with the tal. V'tehevi hechsha v'kasha l'rove. Time of my, let us see now the loshna gemore. Lav mishum d'leyem rinen kimen digoli milse dahashta nichalei mikore nami nichalei. I don't say, even though I see he's happy with the tal now, I don't say that it's considered an echuse b'shas the tal fell on it. Let us just be moirer a few ha'ores. I think we had mentioned the stipel in Kilas Yaakov said that be'emeson there's no machlekes between Abaye v'rove, if I say that, let us say by Metzia, if late, when he finds out about it, he's Miyayish, so I say, if he would have known now, he'd also be Miyayish. This is true. Less man the polik. And over here also, since I see that now he's happy with the tal, when he witnessed it in the matziv, when it's noguv, I can zicher assume that if you would have been aware before, you also would have been happy. But the Gemara understood by Heksha, you need an ichuse. You need an ichuse. By Yiyush, you need a Yiyush. You need a pool of Yiyush. The Machloikis, Abai Varove is that what I can assume. That if he would have known, he would be Miyayish. That perhaps we can label a Yiyush Bekoyach. That means if he would have known, he'd zicha be Miyayish. Machlekes Abaye V'rove is a Yiyush Bekoyach sufficient to be matter to take it for yourself? Abaye holds, since Bepoil there was no Yiyush, even though if he would have known he would have been Miyayish, but there was no Yiyush Bepoil. And over here the Gemara understood the same way. You need a Nichuse by Hechsher. Now, if I see later when it's Noguf, he's Nichalei, so I can assume that if you would have been aware Bishas the Tal fell on it, it also would be nichilei. But again, this is not a nichusa bepoil. b'shaitoi, this is a nichusa b'koyach, and this is the machloikes of Abaye v'Rava. And here we see that a nichusa b'koyach is not sufficient. That's l'cheir de loshna v'rashi v'lo emrini kivin da'hashta niche mahani haidaita l'mikore. That means that l'mikore also, I know that he'll be niche. But Avi Hechsha, it's not sufficient that I know that he'll be niche. I need a nichusa b'poyach. So this is Akasha and Rove. I just like to mention a ha'ore that the Shit Mekabetzis is ma'ore, the Nachlas David, the Maram Shifa ma'ore. We just mention the ha'ore. Rashi says, Oideo atal aleihem, hamale peirosav legag. A person brought up his peiros legag. That's the case over here. Now, why does one bring up peiros legag? The reason to bring up peiros legag is they should become nisyabesh. That is the purpose. So, normally, if a person wants his peiros to be nisyabesh, he should not be happy with the tal. The tal is lechere, not what he wants. He wants it to be nisyabish, and now it's getting rotov, it's getting wet again. So lechere, that later when he was happy, but was no giver was happy, so this is similar to a dover. If a person lost something, sheyesh by simin, that the Gemara said, afilo according to Rava, even later, if he found out he was miyayish, I don't say, since it's not oimid lehis yayish, when he doesn't know, so I don't consider ke'ilu that there was a yish. This was mischadish later, but it doesn't have a teiras yish, since he wasn't oimid lehis yayish. So memele d'achoynem es kakashe, if he's mala peiros of legag, so it's not oimet to be nichelai with the tal. God, he was niche for some reason. But this is equivalent to a dover sheyesh by simim that rove gufa holds yish aloy medas loy have a yish. So this is a kasha that the achoinim eskim will just mention the kasha. This is a ha'ora on the gemara. But al koponim, we have here Ahora and Rove. According to Rove, it should, even though it's no gov, the nechusa that I see now should be sufficient that I can assume that before he also would be niche with the tal, and the nechusa bekoyach should be sufficient. So the Gemara says, Shani Hosam Dechsiv Ki Yitain Ache Yitain. It says Ki Yitain, that he has to put Mayim on the Peri. Ache Yitain, Lechsiv Ki Yutan. So Memele, if he didn't know about it, you need more than a potential nechusa. You need that mamish, that in order to be mukshar, he has to be makshar the peiros. Midaitoi, acheyitei. So memele, an assumed nechusa is not sufficient. You need a bapoyodike nechusa, acheyitei. He has to put the mashka on the peiros. So the Gemara says, ihochi, if that is the halacha, that you need a mamish, a nechusa of a nesine, you have to mamish put it on, is reisha nami. So in the reisha, he also didn't put it on. A dayin atal alein, but he didn't put it on. If you tell me there's a din ki yitain mayim al zera, there was no nesine. So the Gemara answers, hosam kiderav pope. There, in the reisha, when it was still wet, so we have the drash of Rav Pope. The Rav Pope Romi. Rav Pope est akashe, ksiv ki yitain. The ksiv is yud tof nun. Vikorinon ki yutam. The kri is ki yutam. Yitain means that he himself was mesim the mayim and the Peiris. And Yutan means it was not he did it, it was done by itself. Okay, tzad be'inin ki Yutan dumye d'chiyite. Al koponim, in Yesod we have a ksiv of Yitain, that mamish you need his pool of Nesine, his mayitain ladas, av ki Yutan nami ladas. So al koponim, we need a beferish das, a beferish rotzain in the Hersha. So here there's a gzeris akosuf that a bekoyach dikin nechusa is not sufficient. Here you need a beferish in nechusa dum yediyitain. That he knows about it and he's happy with it. So memela, so therefore the lumdus of yish shaloi medas is not applicable by Hersha. Lodas sheyeda b'nesine, he's aware of the nesine, v'huchshar b'eino, and he's happy with it. V'idea tal aleyim adayin hein b'nesine osay. If the tal is still on it, so that's called it's still in the process of nosun al gabi de peiris, so memela I have his das, his satisfaction with the hersha of the peiris, and that's what you need. Mayitain ledas of yutan ledas, but alumdish in nechuse is not sufficient by hersha. Toshma, the Omar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yishmael ben Yoitzodok, binayin lavede sheshot for no shehimoteres. How do we know that if there was a shot for no, there was a flood? We're speaking about a flood that it's impossible to rescue. Shehimu teres, the chsiv, that means the one who takes it can keep it for, the one that finds it can keep it for himself. The chsiv, it says, v'chein tasa l'chamoyroi, v'chein tasa l'simlosoi, v'chein tasa l'chol avedis ochicha she'atoived mimenu umetzos. Now, this Pasuk is speaking about the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveideh. And when it speaks about the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveideh, there's a extra word over here. It said, Asher toivad mimenu, it was lost from him, umatzosa, and you found it. So, I mean, we're talking about that someone lost an Aveideh and one found it. What's Asher toivad mimenu umatzosa? So this mimenu comes l'diyuki. Mi sha'avude heimenu umetsuya eitzel koloda. The whole mitzvah of Hashavas Aveideh, that you have to return it, was only said if it's avude heimenu umetsuya eitzel koloda. That means he lost it, but it is people are capable of finding it. So that falls into the category of an Aveideh, and that is a mitzvah of a Shove. Yotzosa zu, but shotaf no, but if there was a flood, shavuda mimenu ve'ena mitzuya kolodom, that means it is an amatziv that it is not motzui by anyone, that means no one can rescue it, so then, there's no mitzvah of Hashavas Aveideh, there's no chiyuv of Hashavas Aveideh, and one is permitted to keep it. Ve'isure dumye dehetere. Now, I have a posik and a diuk. I have a pashta dekro and a drash. The pashta dekro is telling us that someone lost an Aveideh, and you found it, you have to return it. I have a drash that's speaking about avuda mimenu mikol odom. Then you find that you don't have to return it. So we have, in this posik, I have a heter and a isa. So v'isure dum yede teire. So now I'm makish the isa to heter. Ma heteire bein de is bosimin, bein de les bosimin shore. Shot for no, avude mimenu mikol odom. Say there is a simin, say there's no simin, it's mutter. Afi sure, bein de is bosimin, bein de les bosimin asura. So the chiva, the chiyuv, or the shove, or the isel, that you're not permitted to take it for yourself, is said, say, if there is a simen, inside there's not a simen. So, there's a machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos, to understand this drash. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, mimenu, asher toivad, mimenu, koy yeseiru, this is an extra posik, an extra word, Lashmiinon she'enai ovod elo heimenu. That the posik is speaking about, it is only lost from him, but is accessible to other people. That is the parsha of Aveda, that is Nischadish Dinei Ashoves. But if it is not accessible to other people, it's avudei menu mikol odom, then there's no chiyuv to give it back, there's no issa to keep it. V'isure dumye de teire. Kiven de mechad kro yalfinon. It's one posik. There's a pashte de kro, and there's a diyuke de kro. Mimenu means the Pashti Kro, Zavude Mimenu Mitzuye Yitzel Kolodom, that's Pashti de Kro. The Diyuke de Kro is Avude Mimenu Mitzuye Yitzel Kolodom V'loi Avude Mimenu Mikolodom. It's not only Avude Mimenu. So it seems the Posik is telling us two aloches. One aloche, avude mimenu mekol odom, there's no chiyuv hashov and one can keep it. Avude mimenu mitzuye itzel kol odom, then there's a chiyuv hashov. Is kivin de michad kro yalfinen mitzuye itzel kol odom sheyachsen. It says in the posik, mitzuye itzel kol odom, there's a chiyuv hashov. V'she'ena mitzuya, if it's avudem imenu mikol odom, yiskebo. Is iskushi iskush lahadodi. So there's a hekesh, I make a hekesh. Since both these halachas are derived from this posik, I see there's a pashta dekro and a diyuke dekro, and both say in this posik. So Rashi says, if both are nilmat from this posik, I can be makish the pashte to the diuke. Iskushi iskish la dodi, zuli isure vezule teir. That means the diuke is telling me it's muta. The pashte is telling me it's also, you can't keep it, it's a chiyuv hashove. But since they are both learnt out from the same posik, so there's a concept of a hekish. And what is the hekish? Ma teire she'ena mitzuya. Heteire that is not mitzuya eitzel kolodom. Loichilik ven sheyesh bo simin, l'shein bo simin. The din of zute shel yam is irrelevant if there's a simin, if there's no simin, because it's not accessible to be rescued. So, yosim and nitzimin, there's yush. So the heter that the Torah says you're allowed to keep it was said in all cases, ben sheyesh b'yisimin, ben sheyim b'yisimin. That's the heter. Af isure, so now the pashta dikro, the mitzuye eitzel kol odom, is also that what the Torah says, your mechuyev to return it, is also speaking about in all cases. Loichilek bein ein simin, There's no difference between there's no semen or there is a semen. Now let's stop here. Now we just had a mouthful. We just said that if it's mitzuya eitzel kolodom afilu ein semen, you're also mechuyev to return it. Now please, there's a din of yush. In the pasuk is telling me there's no difference because amakish is sura tetayim. So al kolchach, the pasuk is telling me there is a zman when ain't simen and yesh simen are the same. And what is this man? When layoda, when he wasn't aware of it. Kozman, he wasn't aware of it. So then ain't simen and yesh simen have the same halacha. Just like by yesh simen, there's no potential yish now, and you're mechuyev to be meisha, but you're not allowed to keep it. So ein simen, even though there's a potential yish, you're also not allowed to keep it. So I have a posik, I have a hekish, where makish that there is a zman that ein simen and yesh simen have the same aloch, and that's below yoda if he doesn't know about it. So I have an often exeris hakosev that if a person finds something she'ein by simen and he was unaware that he lost it, he's not allowed to keep it. This is a chiyuv hashav. Let us see Rashi in the Meirik. Afi sure the mitzuya eitzel kolodom lechilek bein ein simen. The chiyoda miyayish, when he'll become aware, he will be miyayish. Liyayish simen. It is irrelevant if when he finds out he will be meyash, he won't be meyash. Just like when there is a simen, so afilu when he finds out he won't be meyash, so therefore there's a chiyuv hashava now. So when there's no simen, but if it was found before there was a yediyah, before he was meyash bepoil, so it all says the same halacha. There's a chiyuv hashava, and you're not allowed to keep it. So now we just found a drash that tells us that if a person finds something koydim yish, even though it's oymed lishayish, and if you would have known that, it would have been miyayish. This achiyav hashav, and he's not allowed to keep it for himself. So this is Akasha and Robin. Now, this was Rashi's Mahalach. Now we'll see Tosfos. Tosfos says a whole different Mahalach. And then later we'll come back to try to explain why Rashi did not learn like Tosfos. Isure dumye de teire. Ma shemater avude mimenu umikol odom. Al kolchoch leitzterich kro biyoda umisyayish. Now, I have a posik. Tosfos is going to analyze the hetere. There's a posik that says, zutei shel yam, I find something that bishas tavedu zabudu menu mikol odom. The posik says you're allowed to keep it. Now, what is the case of this posik? I don't need the posik to tell me you're allowed to keep it if he was miyayish. That means the posik says that there was a flood and no one can rescue it. And he said, "Vaylech hasol and kis." Oh, you're allowed to keep it. Shkayach. No, I don't need a posik for that. Because Shitas HaTosfos is later, we learn out from Simlo, just like a Simlo Zadovashesh by Simin, and he's not miyayish because he has ways to prove that this is his. So everything that has a simen, you mechuyev to return it because he's not miyayish. The din of yiyush that is kind of learned out from Simla. That means the Torah specified when are you mechuyev to return something if this person has hopes to retrieve it. That's Simla, don't mean the Simla. So the din yiyush I know from Simla. Now it says the posik zutei shel yom yalal to keep it. So they says, let's analyze this. What is the posik talking about? If he knows about it, he was miyayish. I don't need this posik. I know if a person is miyayish that you're allowed to keep it. Da afilu b'mitzuyin eitzel kol odom utorim b'yish. Ela lo yitzterich. So this pasuk that tells me that you're allowed to keep it by zutei shel yom, lo yitzterich ela ki lo yoda. So the pasuk is speaking about that he doesn't know. That's what this pasuk is speaking about. Va'af al gav delechi yoda deloy derishash es moichei. Va'af al gav delechi yoda misyayish. Even though when he's going to find out he's going to be miyayish, afilum yesh b'yisibit, kivin shi avuda mikol odom. Now, let us dwell for one second what Tosfos said a mirdike pshat in the Gemara. Tosfos says as follows. I have a posik zutei shel yom yala to keep. Now, what is the case? If he knows about it and he was miyayish, shkoyach, I don't need a posik. I know that if a person is miyayish afilu, not in avuda mimenu mikol odom. It's avuda mimenu mitzuyeh etzel kodom. I also know that you can keep it. So the posik must be speaking about that he doesn't know. He doesn't know. Fine. Now, Zuktoisvist, now let's analyze the posik. This person, there's a flood. He doesn't know. There's no way to retrieve it. Now, let's start thinking. If he's going to find that, is he going to be miyayish? Definitely. I mean, there's no way to retrieve it. So this is an ideal case of Yehu Shaloi Medas. And the Pasuk tells me you're allowed to keep it by Avuda Mimenu Mikol Odom. Now, Avuda Mimenu Mikol Odom, Tosfos understood, you know why you're allowed to keep it? Because it's Hefker. He has no way to retrieve it. He doesn't have any bailus over it. That's the Heter of Avuda Mimenu Mikol Odom. So Tosfos had a Moiradike Kasha. Why do you need a heter of avuda mimenu mikol odom? He doesn't have bailus on it because he can't retrieve it. It's yishalei medas. It's zichef. He'll know about it. Zichef b'miyayish. So why do you need a posik? So a posik told us in a case of yishalei medas that you can keep it because it's hefker. Please. According to Ravi, no way you can keep it because... because Yehu Shaloi Medas have Yehush. And if the Pasuk chose a case of Yehu Shaloi Medas, and the Heter is not because of Yehush, the Heter is because it's Hefker, it's Avudim Enemi Kol Odom. He has no Shlita over it, so there is no Bailus over it. So I have an often a Pasuk that tells me Yehu Shaloi Medas like have Yehush, and only Avudim Enemi Kol Odom you'll have to keep because it's Hefker. So, Be'emison, we're finished already. We brought a guy already. Love is up, Kefrek. We don't have to say, Isure dum yedeh teire. From the Heter, you see everything already. The Heter says, a case of Yehu Shaloi Medas, there's a special posik you're allowed to keep it. Because it's Avudim Enemi Kol Odom. No, Tosfos, but the Girsa is, so fakel, if I see from Zutei Shel Yam, that Yehu Shaloi Medas, Loi Have Yish, Ochinami Isure, Tahainu Mitsuya Eitzel Kolodo, Tosuke Yagavne, the Loi Yoda, the Miyash, if he doesn't know to be miyayish, bein yesh by simin, bein shein by simin. That means that I can learn, it's not a limud isure from a teire. From the din heter that was mentioned by Zutei Shel Yom, I'll know that when there's no heter of hefker, and there's yesh shalei medas, so I'll know that you're not allowed to keep it. Because they have a gilui from Zutei Shel Yam that Yishlo Midas they have a Yish. Ve'in lahat alu de miyayish koidim dosa liyodi de shol yirachmone. That's how Tosfos learned Pshat. Be'emison, this is a moira de kipshat. Taisa said, Amirdike Pshat. I mean, Rashi goes with a heckish. Rashi is one posik, and there's a diuk, and there's a pashte, and a makish, the pshat, the diuk, and Rashi makes a heckish. I mean, Lechayre Taisa said, a beautiful pshat. From the din of Zutoy Shel Yam, if I need a heter of hefka, so I see clearly that Yishlei Medasle have a Yish. So why didn't Rashi say like Taisvis? So I saw that Dvayake brings down from the Moray Misoda Amurah de Kizach. There's a Rashi in Boba Kama. Rashi in Boba Kama Daf Samach Vov says the Makoyer that Yish helps, we learn that from Zutei Shel Yam. Rashi is looking for a Makoyer that Yish helps Zutei Shel Yam. So Fakert Rashi learned, you can't say that the Pasuk is extra. Taisvis understood the din. That was the whole halach in Taisvis. The din Yush I know from similar. So Mamele in here, Yush I know, and this is Yush Alei Medas. I didn't need a pasuk. Is Rai Yush Medas? I have a Yush. Rashi in Bava Kama says, you know, I know the din Yush from Zutei Shel Yam. That's the makir of Yush. It's Zutei Shel Yam, so she's Miyayish. So I don't know this. So maybe it's talking about he was Miyayish. He knows about it. And that's the pasuk, you're allowed to keep it, because he was Miyayish. So you don't have any problems. That's why Rashi had to make Hekesh. No. But Zutei Sham is talking about Ben Yesh Beisim and the Rei Beisim, and that is true, because he's Miyayish in all cases. So in where Makish, Isurah, Leteiras, it's also talking about Ein Beisim, and there's also Zman, you're not allowed to keep it. So that's why Rashi had to say a Hekesh. This is how the Morei Misoda says, that's why Machlokes Rashi and Taisvis. Al Kaponim, we have here let's just skip down one Taisus Tufta the Rove. So Taisus says Rove Yoda Shapirach Beraise Kedemash Mektas Lael the Koma Bezute Shalyam Kulalma Le Pligi de Shori. So I saw Mishnah Salevi brings down from the Shita Mekabet says, he says that Rava held, no, that's the Makir of Yishalay Medas. In no way Zutei Shel Yam helps, because that's the Makir of Yishalay Medas, that's my Makir. Zutei Shel Yam, you can keep it, Bain, if he knows about it, Bain, if he doesn't know, you know why it helps? Not because it's Hefker, Yisura Dumya Deteira, no! This is the makar of Yerushalayim Medas. That you're allowed to keep it even if he doesn't know about it. And why not? Because Yerushalayim Medas, they have a Yush. Tiyufte de Rove Tiyufte. Samamele Tiyufte de Rove Tiyufte. Behilchese kebose dabaye biyal kegam. Let us see what Rashi says. Yal kegam. Simone halachis saying, these are the halachis, six halachis that we paskin, whenever there's machlokes abaye b'rove, we always paskin like rove besides these six halachis. Yiyush, the yud is yiyush shalei medas tahoche. The ayin et eit zoymem lemafreyo hu nifsal b'senhedra. There's a machlokes abaye b'rove, if you're mazim an eight. So we believe the second cut. I said the first cut said that we saw how Reuven killed Shimon. The second cut said, how could you say you saw Reuven kill Shimon? You weren't flower to them with us. So we believe the second cut. So Abaya holds, no, if you believe the second cut, so it comes out that the first cut said a lie. So if, let's say, the Adis of the first cut was said in Tishrei, you were mazim them in Elul, in Nisan, you were mazim them in Nisan, the next year Nisan, about a half year later, and these Adim were used for Adi Kedushin between Tishrei and Nisan, the covenant you mentioned, boom, the Apostle Adim. Now it became this para, that the Apostle Adim, the Adi Shekel, so the Apostle of Mafrei, that's what Abai held. Ravel, no. The whole thing is a chiddush. Why should we believe the second cut more than the first cut? So chiddush akro, we believe the second cut. The chiddush is only mikana lahab, not lamafreya. I don't say lemafreya that I know that the first katwa idem so. So here again we passkin like a bay lemafreya nifso. Lechi hoy made ma'elov ba'erevin. A lechi which is matter a reshus to be metaltal a reshus. What if it was oimed ma'elov? That means it wasn't put there by kavon lahater. There's a tree that grew there, and they want to use this tree as a lechi. It's also machlekes abaye berove. Kedushin shleinim seru lebiya bekedushin. That is speaking about a person made such an issues that the type of issues he made makes it should be shleinim seru lebiya. That means as follows: a person went over to two sisters, Rachel and Leah. And the both of them made one person, Rachel and Leah made Reuven a shliach to be mekabel kedushin for them. So Reuven is a shliach for Rachel, Reuven is a shliach for Leah, he's a shliach to mekabel. Whoever wants to marry anyone, he's a shliach. Shimon comes over to Reuven, you're a shliach for Rachel and Leah, yeah, fine. Be mekabel kedushin, I want to marry one of the two. And Reuven is mekabel kedushin. Fine. So now, he was Mekadesh, one of the two. Now, let's not go into the sugya. There's a machlokes in the G'day Le'achayinim, if the Rabbeinu Shalom knows which one is Mekudesh, Rabbeinu Shalom doesn't know. Let's not go into that. But Al-Kaponim, one of the two became Mekudesh. Is Mekadesh one of the two? Finished. So, but there's one problem. By making such a Kedushin and such a Oifim, there's no had to be it, because each one is a suffik achais isha. So Mamela, now the shaila is, if you make such a kedushin, that through this kedushin, there's no had to be it, there's no such kedushin. The pasuk says, kikach ish isha ba'olo. That the kedushin should be able to create a had to be it. But to make such a kedushin which will create an isha be it, there's no such kedush. Machlokes Abaye Berove over there. Gilui data begitin. Begitin is a shaila. The din is if a person makes a get and he's mevatel the get before she got a hold of the get. So he can mevatel the get and the get is bottle. What is the din if he wasn't mevatel beferish? He's chasing after the shliach, and the shliach is under the impression he's chasing to go faster and faster. It's a very nice scenario that one is chasing the other, but he was really megaladas. He was chasing. He wanted to be mevatel the get. If a gilui das is sufficient to be mevatel the get, even though he didn't say it beferish, and mumo oichel nevelis lahachis. If a person eats nevelis lahachis. If it's not a Rosh of the Chumos, if it's Postal La'idis, L'nyanes, Sanhedrin. B'kitzer, so we have here, these six cases we pass in like Abai. Omalei Rav Ache Berei Derove L'Ravashi. So Rav Ache Berei Derove is the Kasha to Ravashi. V'chmi Acher di Itaisev Rove. No, now it's finished. Rav is upgefragt, so we paskin yish shalay medas loy have a yish. Hani tamri deziki heichi ochlinen lo. So, like this, we were always eating tamarim that the wind blew off, and but now that we paskin light rove that by the yish le medas le have a yish, eichi ochlin elu. Yeah. So he answered him, given the ike shkotzim or emosim the ka'ochli lehu mikore yiyushi mi ayish minayu. Now let us just learn Rashi and Tosfos to understand this Gemara. Zot Rashi. Hani tamri de ziki, sheruach meisha, the ruach blows off these tomorrow and the days. Heichi achlinelu, how will I eat them? Oloi miyayish. He wasn't miyayish. So now Rashi has a tremendous problem. For hode noket le mivi boy miachedi Tosfos rovet. He says, it seems the whole problem was, now Rav is upkefekt, that means Till Kozman, we held the loch is like Rav Yishle Midas, Havi Yish. So no problem. It's Yishle Midas. If he would have known, it would have been Miyayish. He didn't know. Paskin like Rav, you don't have to know. But now we Paskin like Tabay, now we have a problem. So Koshali, so Narashi is a pertinent question. The Beloyi Taisib Rav. Forget about that Rav was up Kifrei. Ikelamivi, da moida rove, bechodovo shechazusai mechiech olo, chutz minatein emineishin imeses im nefilos. So Rashi is a tremendous problem. We learned on that chof aleph omet beis. We learned if you found zeisim bacharuvim, and so the din is, it's, you're not allowed to take them. So the Gemara says, why ain't you allowed to take them? So the Gemara says, because when the Zayas falls, Chazusa Mechich Olav, you look at the Zayas, you look at the Zaysim on the tree, you can see clearly that this Zayas comes from this tree, so in the mail, it's not from Ebrei Drochim. So he's not Miyayish, the Zaysim which are underneath my tree, you can tell, or near the tree, you can tell clearly where they came from. They came from this tree. He's not Miyayish. The Gemara says only one thing he's Miyayish. A taina by figs. Figs seem the philosophy messes. A fig is a very squishy thing. It falls, it gets nimis, he's mafkir. Fine, that's it. But all other peiris, zeisim, and Rashi held good in tomorrow. It seems tomorrow, dates are more, stronger than the not so squishy, so dates, so what's the kasha? Achadi Taisiv Rova, well, according to, you want, Rova would never give a heter to eat tomorrow either. You can tell, the tomorrow pool, you can tell where they came from. You look at these dates, you look at the dates on this deck, oh, you'll see that comes from this. The Maid of a Bechol Dover, Shirazis and Mechichol, of Chutz Minatein, Neshemesis in Nefilosa. This is Rashi's Kashu. So Rashi had a problem with this Gemara. So Rashi says, V'nira Be'inai, Leinoket Lo'ela Laharbeis Bechoymer Issa. Kleima. Ma'acher di Toysef, Afilu Bedobo, She'ein Beisemin. If Rav is upgefragt, Afilu Bedobo, She'ein Beisemin, Koshkein she'elu asurim she'yesh b'em simen. That means, let's not try to be mabar. Now, so Rashi just seems to be saying as follows, that be'etzim, he meant to ask that now that Rav is upgefragt, I mean, grad is a yesod that he's not miayish because it's a dove sheyesh b'yisimin, but he's asking that afilu without that, also we wouldn't be able to eat it, because it's yishalei midas. I'd like to say something, I don't know if this is a good explanation in Rashi, but perhaps be able to understand Rashi a little better. When we had started to learn the sugya of Yishalei Midas, we had mentioned the Ritva, and the Shitas HaRitva is very interesting. The Shitas HaRitva is that according to Abaye, that what Abaye holds, that if he would have known, he would have been Miyayish, that is not sufficient. That is dafke if the yush is not bogel 100%. That means there is a possibility that he wouldn't be miyayish. Then you need a yush pepoil. But if there's no suffix in my mind that if he would know, he would be miyayish, then Abaye also holds Yish Shulei Medas Avi Yish. And the Ritva says this is the Lomdus of Zutei Shel Yam. Rashi learns Zutei Shel Yam works as Yish Shulei Medas. And Fakert, it's not Hefke, just mentioned before. He doesn't know. And if he would have known, he'd say, that's why you're allowed to keep it. Because such a year, Shalai Medas, if I know 100% sure that if he'll know Miyayish, so then you're allowed to take it. Afilu, he wasn't Miyayish Befeish. If it is another case where there is a slight possibility he wouldn't be Miyayish, then the din is you have to know Befeish. If you don't know, then you need a Yish Bepoil. Oymid Lisyayish is only sufficient when there's a brirus that will be miyayish. If there's no brirus, there's no, it's 99% that will be miyayish, then oymid lishayish is not sufficient. That is the halacha according to Abaye. So memele could be, that's how the Gemara went. The Gemara said like this, we don't paskin like Robert. So here, even though, according to Abayu, it's oimid lehisyayish, it doesn't help since there's a possibility he won't be miyayish, so therefore oimid lehisyayish does not help. So here, that he zikha won't be miyayish, so zikha we don't have a heter. Could be that is pshat in Rashi. That the kasha was based as follows. That means if we paskin loit rove, if we paskin loit abaye, so we say oimid lehisyayish is not sufficient. If there's a possibility he won't be misyayish, so that we're machmel savade givis. If 99% he won't be miyayish, so zikha we shouldn't be allowed to eat it. So that's why the kasha went with a kal b'chayman. Al kaponim, that was the kasha. So the Gemara answered, so Gemara says, kiven de'ike shkotzem ramosim, mikore mikoidim nefilosoi, yushim yayish teyedeyu shavuach meishem mehem, bashkotzem mizumonim loichlam. He knows he has a whole chabura of shkotzim, which are mezumen to eat it. So memele sees miyayish right away. So let us just explain. So what happened by zeisim v'charuvim? By zeisim v'charuvim, we said if he knew that it would fall, he's not miyayish because chazus emechiyach halok. So what happened over there with the shkotzim eremosim? I mean, here we're saying now chilukim. So let us just mention two mahalchim. Mahalch number one, and Tosfos seems to hold like this, and he's telling us in bimkaimenu that there are not every place the shkotzim eremosim are mezumen. To eat the peiris, not place for the shkotz mamoshim is miyayish because he knows it's going to be eaten up for the shkotz mamoshim. So he's miyayish. That's one mahalach. And Taisa seems to learn like that. Ba'asre the shrichi shkotz mamoshim. That what it says by zaysim v'chubin alat take is speaking a place that it's not shrichi shkotz mamoshim. I mean, there's different types of makaymis. The goyim brings down the mahalach. Shkotzim Ramosim, they like tamarim, they're sweet. Shkotzim Ramosim, zaysim abida. So mamela charuvim is also not too tempting. So the shkotzim Ramosim, when the zaysim and charuvim fall, they have no interest in it. They keep it for yourself. That's not tempting for them. That's taka the chilek, amur the kechilek. By tamarim. Tamarim are sweet, is memele. So there we have a chabure of shkotzim or ramosim, which are anxiously awaiting for the tomorrow to pull, and therefore it's a mikori yushin miyayish. Let us just see Tosfos. Ma'acher the Tosef Rav. So now the Tosfos had a problem with Rashi's kasha. Bishlam le Rav, and according to Rav, Rashi's is mutter. So Tosfos says, Amoyre de kepshat. Ma'afal gav do oisam shetachas ha'ilam. Oy besamuch le ilam asiri. Zicher, there's a din chazus and mechiach olav. That means if it's near the ilam, you pick up the zayis, you look at the zayis, you look at the tumma, you can see exactly which tekel it came from. The chazus and mechiach olav. Avol tamri shaharuach meilichein meirochek. We're talking about morim that a ruach was meilich them berochek, that a wind came and they're 5 miles away from any tree. There you can't see which tree it came from. Oh, so meile there, if the Bailam would know about it, he has no hopes. Is afal pi shebailim spurim sheyiplu tachas ilon? They think that they're gonna fall underneath the ilon and they're not miyash. Mikomakim hayyoydim sheruach melichim mirochik hayim mishayshin. So memelis, according to Rova, we're speaking about tamri de ziki, that the wind flew far, not the tamri de notri, that they fell, the ziki, that the wind took them far away. So, according to Rove, but if they would have known, they're under the impression that it's good. He knows they fall, but they fall tachas ilam. Some emele, if he would have known that the wind came, would be miyayish, but the old yishim adas lehabi yish. Vishani defilu oisin shetachas ilon shofilu labayim. Ba'asre de shrich ishkotzim eromosim de miyayish. So from Tosfos, we see we're making a kimte. That what we eat, amre de ziki, we're speaking, but we live in such a vicinity that the shkotzim eromosim that populate the vicinity. So memele, so there is ichem yayish. So chloime Davidi de natri, that these, they normally fall, kumaitainim. Dim leikem ayisum labaya Davidi shloime das, deini soive sheiplu, kim levi de natri, kumaiseisim bechuvim, da also, kibin de lo yavidi de natri, according to Abaye, it's lo yavidi de natri, so that's why, so that's why so that's why he's miyaych. Zok the Gemara weiter, Yasmi the lav b'nei mechila nino mai. That's very good. If it fell from gedolim, so he say mikori yushi miyaych. So memele, so she allowed to take it. But what if this dekel belongs to Yisayimim? And the lav b'nei mechila nino, let us just say for practical purposes that mechila and hefke and yish is all one thing. Mai. So what is the din? Let us see. Kashi. Yasmi k'tanim she'ein hefker and hefker. They can't be mafke, they're ktanim, so how can we eat tamarim from their tree? Now there's a moiradike Tosfos here, we'll be messiahing with this Tosfos. The lav b'nei mechila nino. The Gemara had a kasha on Yisayimim. And what's according to Rav, it seems the hemshech of the Gemara is that, now we paskin like that, maybe we have a problem. Achmein Yasmi is a problem of according to Rav also. Someone wants to say, according to Rashi said the Gemara, the Kashi was according to Rava also. Because it's Chazusi Mechicha Rava. But Tosfos held that Rava, there's no Kashi. So Tosfos says, Bish loyme le Rava, kimen de lechi godli miyayshi ashtenami mikriyish. So Tosfos says, Amoyre dike zach. Yisoyimim Ktanim is called Yishalim Das. That means that he don't have Das. When they get older, the Zichah would be Meyayish on this Nefila. So this Gufe, Samoyadike, we just have to appreciate that the normal case of Yishalim Das, we understand if he would have known now, he would have been Meyayish. So Memela, so we can say, even though he didn't know, we have a potential Yish. Now, if they would have known now, they also can't be Miyayish. They would have Das now. I mean, not the, since later when they'll have Das, they'll be Miyayish. So Taisva says this falls into the category of Yish Alei Midas.